this on?
I will not be stopped until there's nothing left to pick up on that bone.
Everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
As I'm watching Cody Rhodes ask us, what do we want to talk about? It just reminds me how much Vince fucked us. I wasn't here, and you guys must have talked about how you were right. Yes. Cody's going to beat Roman at next year's WrestleMania when we don't give a flying fuck about his legacy anymore.
Did someone need me to fuck somebody?
We won't care by then. Is he going to win the Rumble again? Are we going to just run it back every time? Fuck you, Vince. This is so stupid. When you have a guy who's going to... You're always wearing it. You're not wearing it today? Oh.
No.
I was looking for like 8 straight weeks. When you want to finish the story...
Wore it once.
Finish the long fucking story.
The 2-year story. Yeah. And they're really setting up like Jay to beat him at this point, the way they're going with that.
The never-ending story.
Who fucking knows?
It's so stupid.
You're going to be even madder when I tell you more stuff later.
Oh, great.
And rumors.
Whoa.
Rumors that are more than likely confirmed.
Triple threat with The Rock. The Rock will be there. He'll win it.
No.
I have some cool news.
Good.
Oh, good. For later?
Yeah.
Oh, tune in for that, guys. We got news later.
News.
You guys ready for some news?
Woo.
You can just fast forward like 40 minutes.
Yeah. So we got to cover SmackDown. We got to cover Raw.
Yeah.
Next week is Saudi Mania.
Woo! Yeah.
And which means
Night of Saudis.
Night of Saudis.
And you know, next Raw.
Yeah.
Cody and Brock will be under one roof. Fuck you.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. That's like most
weeks.
What are
they going to do? Yeah. Isn't most, like most
they
weeks?
Work in the same building.
Roman and Sammy. In one locker room.
Next Tuesday, Joe and Eric under one roof.
Oh, man. That's
sitting
gonna...
at the same table.
Oh, my
Who's
God.
Who's going to fuck who first?
Jeez.
Braun
Strowman enters the arena. What's going to happen when he lands in the airport? So fucking stupid.
Enters the anus.
Anyways,
they
yeah.
share one Uber.
Damn it.
Wow.
Saudi Mania is next Saturday, which means next week we also have to do Saudi Mania predictions.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Who is the champ right now?
We all are.
No, you're not.
Yes.
Yeah.
You actually won?
Yeah, I did.
He's the champ.
I totally forgot about
that. I'm the champ. You're the champ.
You just blacked out that whole
recap. So Eric
he blacked out that hole.
Eric will be defending that belt. I'll be defending the AEW belt. The same God. Fucking week, back-to-back pay-per-views.
You know what?
No, this is it's perfect timing for Joe to start doing AEW recaps again.
Yeah.
Huh? You happy about that?
And also, we're
Sunday
going
night,
to...
midnight recap of fucking Double or Nothing.
Wait, are they the same night?
No, it's back-to-back.
Back-to-back.
Oh, right. Saudi's on Saturday.
You know, Double or
Andrew,
Nothing.
Since Andrew never defends the AEW belt,
never.
Joe is bringing back the NXT title.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe. Yeah, you can have it.
All right. Fair enough.
We need a champion on the show.
I stopped watching Saved by the Bell like 20 years ago. I'm good.
It's all right.
I'm the champ. He said it.
All right.
Real quick, thanks, Bischoff.
Someone tweeted the video of NXT TakeOver New Orleans, and not the ladder match, which was amazing, not Johnny Ciampa, which was amazing. The third amazing thing that happened that night,
yes,
which makes it the best pay-per-view ever.
Uh-huh.
When Roderick Strong turned on
Pete Dunne. When he was still Pete Dunne.
And joined the Undisputed Era.
God, that also happened.
And that made him win the Dusty Cup, right?
Yes, and the tag belts. And I was like, it's hard to imagine this show went from this to an episode of Saved by the Bell.
Like a bad right.
one. For sure.
Like a really bad one.
Yeah.
What a shame. And it's still stupid. I see highlights every week on Twitter and Instagram, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Why?
Right. They turn Braun Breaker heel and he's Goldberg. He just comes out and spears everyone.
And what made him heel?
That's probably the best part of the show.
What made him heel? That he's angry, lost his title? That makes him a heel?
I don't know. I don't fucking watch. I don't watch NXT.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But 2 pay-per-views next week, so now is the perfect time to sign up at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Because we've also got to get a monthly episode squeezed in there somewhere.
Yeah, we sure do. Ew. That's right. So without further ado, we have to thank some new patrons. Thank you to Repiola.
No.
What?
Repola.
Oh, come right? on, Andrew.
I guess, sure.
Like the little candy.
No, I don't think
German
that's
horn guys.
Whatever.
Or like
Ricola?
Yeah, thank you for
Ricola.
Yeah. Thanks for the sponsor. Then we have to thank Ben Hammers, Erwin Morales, and Dakota Samianego. Mm. Wow. Something like that. It's probably wrong.
Ben Anyways, Hammers.
Samianego, maybe? I don't know. Yeah. So yeah, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We got two pay-per-views next week and a bonus episode coming out. Plus, we got weekly AEW recaps, all the brackets. There's so many brackets.
Mm.
Go check out the worst botch bracket. It made half of our fans throw up. They now hate us / love us even more for that.
Yeah. Correct. Also, WrestleMania Backlash recap was...
It's just Backlash. It's just Backlash. Easy. They changed it 3 times.
Easy.
You know, back and forth.
Just like Night of Champions was originally King of the Ring.
Correct.
And they were like, fuck that.
But yeah, Backlash was
basically
a drunk cast. So you're definitely going to want to listen to that.
Basically. I mean, it was 100%
It was 100% a drunk cast.
I'm forever infamous now from that drunk cast.
Oh, you have a great gift, sir.
Does it want to be famous? I'll make him infamous.
Yes.
Spider-Man. Kind of combining some different things there.
Yeah. Multiple actors.
Yeah.
Different characters.
Vince
McMahon, J. Jonah Jameson.
Roman Man.
Green Goblin.
I'll make him infamous. Spider-Man.
Roman. Alrighty. So SmackDown opens with Edge versus AJ Styles versus Rey Mysterio. First round triple threat match in the World Heavyweight Championship tournament. That's not really a tournament.
In a remember 2008 match?
2002.
Wow.
I was like, I even said this was like a 2002 match on SmackDown because you had Edge and Rey.
Yeah.
Then you also had a third guy, like just three wrestlers having a great match on SmackDown.
Right.
Because that's what SmackDown was back in the day.
Yeah. Right.
Edge's family was in the front row. And it's interesting, like, Edge really cares about his story. They didn't let the wrestlers cut promos the week before. So Edge cut a promo on Twitter about how he wants to win the World Heavyweight Championship. You know, it's still the title he never actually lost.
Oh, yeah,
he's like,
yeah.
It even looks like the belt that I had. And he's like, yeah, I want to have one more title reign, and I'm going to win it, and then I'm going to hold it until I lose it.
Until I die.
Yeah, he says, once I lose it, then that'll be it. I'll retire.
Oh, wow.
So once he cut this promo, I'm like, wait, is he winning this fucking thing?
Right.
But no, he swerved us all.
Yeah.
But at least he gives a shit.
Right.
You know, it's like, hey, I'm in this tournament. Hey, you're in the tournament. Why? Because you're Edge. You're in the tournament.
Yeah. Because you exist.
Who cares? So I like that, you know, even when they don't give him a story, he creates one.
Right.
Yeah.
The ultimate storyteller.
And man, like, he was wrestling like it was his last fucking match.
Oh, for sure.
He speared AJ and Rey off the apron to the floor.
That was fucking crazy.
Woo!
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Then Rey went for a double 619, but instead he got a double drop kick. Then Rey gave AJ a sunset flip bomb that made AJ suplex Edge off the top rope. Then Edge put Rey in the educator. And I liked how he kept looking back to see if AJ was getting up. And then once AJ got up, he knocked him down and put AJ in the educator. But then AJ got to the rope and Rey hit Edge with a 619. Then Rey jumped off the top rope. And this was like the one miscue.
Stuff happened.
Yeah.
The one miscue here. I guess Edge was supposed to spear Rey.
I think so, yeah.
But he didn't. But Rey sold it anyway.
Yeah. What are you going to do? The old school guys stick to the script no matter what happens.
Right.
And then AJ hit Edge with the phenomenal forearm for the win, which is like, man, that finisher. We've missed that finisher.
Oh, God.
I know.
I mean, we have a best finisher of all time bracket. Go check it out on patreon.com. What's wrong with wrestling? But that's one of the top ones. I don't even remember what won, but that could be the winner. So go check it out. But yeah, I fucking love that move. So next up we have Sheamus versus Uncle Bobby Lashley versus Austin Theory, the second triple threat match in the World Heavyweight Championship tournament.
One of these things was not like the other.
No, this was nothing like the original match.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Theory leaves the ring to start it off, but Sheamus and Lashley go after him to kick his ass together.
Mm.
And they kick his ass, and then they fight each other.
And they kick each other's ass.
Lashley got Theory in the Hurt Lock, and then Sheamus hit Theory with a bro kick. So Lashley has Theory in the Hurt Lock.
Mm-hmm.
And Sheamus says, I'm going to bro kick Theory, but right. not Lashley.
Right.
So he bro kicks Theory, who's already fucked. And then Lashley throws Sheamus out of the ring and he pins Theory for the win.
He just bro kicks someone and then he goes, whoa! As yeah. Lashley just pushes him out.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
I think that, like, I feel like that's what was supposed to happen, where Sheamus was going to try to bro kick Lashley, but Lashley put Theory in the way.
He should have pushed him into it to make it more obvious.
Right.
Because it didn't look great.
Yeah.
True. Well, Lashley. I mean,
right.
I don't know what went wrong.
No. Please, no. Please, no. Lashley, you're going to have to talk on the mic. Please, no.
I'll never forget when Lashley was in TNA and he was the heel champ, and there were people like on Twitter saying, like, Lashley's promos are amazing.
Oh, my God.
And then I watched one and I was like, what the fuck are you smoking? Because give me that right now.
Right.
Did you take the blue pill?
Give me some.
Next up, we go backstage where Adam Pearce welcomes Grayson Waller to SmackDown. And Waller suggests he has the winner of Styles and Lashley on his talk show next week. And Pearce agrees.
Hmm.
For anyone that doesn't watch NXT, I hate Grayson Waller.
Okay.
He's terrible.
His talk show, bottom right?
Yeah, he has the
Who are you?
The Grayson Waller effect. Oh, I never liked him.
How many talk shows are there now?
How many wrestlers are there now?
Like, he's more interesting than Theory, but he's just annoying. I don't like him.
Australian Theory.
Yeah, that's it. Just with a little more personality, but still his gimmick is just that he's an annoying fuck. But he's really annoying. You don't want to watch.
No.
Right.
He's not like Logan Paul, where he's this douche that you're captivated by.
Right.
You know, it's... I just don't like him. Yeah. So I'm not looking forward to
that. I love a good captivating douche.
Next up, we've got Baron Corbin versus Cameron Grimes.
Two of the moon.
His debut. Before the match, Corbin tells Grimes, when I'm done with you, you're going to be wishing you were still in NXT. Mm. Grimes wins in 5 seconds.
Okay. 5 fucking seconds.
With the cave in.
This is Baron Corbin 2023.
I know.
Just gets whooped.
It's amazing how, like, I don't know. It's just ever since we saw him give Becky Lynch the end of days and tell Seth, what are you going to do, you piece of shit?
Right.
It's like, that's the ceiling. That's the potential right there. But, like, seriously, like, he actually could be this great heel.
Yeah.
But instead, he's just a fucking goofball idiot. When every single time he's 6'7", like, he's fucking huge.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. He's not fucking Omos. Like, Omos should be doing the stupid shit. Like, the great Khali. I get it, but Corbin, it's never funny.
When they matched him with JBL, there was all the promise in the world of a good heel.
There was a lot of people's potential. Ass,
and nothing. Just nothing.
Yeah. The only time
JBL's like, I got nothing.
Yeah, like when he had the whole comment, you know, he was broke. That was the only time he was ever funny.
And it wasn't even on TV.
Could have been this great redemption story, but then he just won a bunch of money off screen. And I'm back.
And douchier than ever.
That's a shame.
You could almost have him do like a Kofi run for a title because of how low he's been and how he's always been a heel.
Right.
You could turn him face, win something, help someone, and put him on a run that the whole crowd be into. The whole
crowd.
They
say everyone loves him, I guess because he just does whatever they tell him.
Sure, right. Of course.
But like, I couldn't even imagine, like, if his contract were to expire, like, would AEW even want him? Because
I don't know.
They don't like big guys.
Of course.
Of course. Right.
They already have Billy Gunn. They don't need any more big guys.
He's the giant.
Right.
He's four and a half.
He's their Omos.
I'll tell you this. He could definitely have a future in, like, barbecuing and shit. Like, I follow Corbin on Instagram because some of the, like, the steaks and shit that he cooks looks fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, he could also, he also has a career in selling shrunken heads to other freaks.
You got to lose in 5 seconds to a new guy. But I'll buy you another head.
Okay.
How about in my will, I'll write that you get my head.
He's like,
I'll do anything.
He's like Bleeding Gums Murphy. He's like, my $3,000 a day habit, Fabergé eggs.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh. So next up, we have an in-ring promo from, well, let me see if I can pronounce this guy's name right. Roman Reigns.
Where the hell have you been?
Roman Reigns.
Oh, the champion.
The champion.
The champion.
The only champion. The only main champion. Yeah. Where the hell has he been?
Yeah. He's been at home sleeping.
Sleeping.
Having a good time.
So Roman praises Solo Sikoa for getting the win at Backlash. Then he tells Solo, KO and Sammy are no longer the problem. The problem are your brothers.
Oh, hit it.
Oh, no.
Oh, sure, yeah. So then he demands that the Usos apologize for losing a match that they dedicated to him.
I thought that was kind of funny.
You got to keep hitting that air horn. Okay.
And then Jimmy starts laughing, and Roman takes offense, and he shoves Jimmy's face. And Jimmy was about to retaliate, but Jay stepped in front of him and apologized to Roman.
We're sorry, all right?
Yeah, I liked how Roman referenced, like, oh, is this the commercial again?
Right.
You know, like that WrestleMania.
I'm a tribal clown. Yeah. I make you laugh.
But it was like Jimmy wasn't the one that was, he was berating Heyman in that commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, don't remind me about that fucking thing.
Yeah. That you fucking thing.
So Jay tells Roman, you give us one more shot and we'll bring the tag team championships back to the bloodline. Roman says, you're right. The tag titles will come home to the bloodline. And then Paul Heyman announces that Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn will defend the tag titles at Night of Champions in Saudi Arabia against Solo Sikoa and Roman Reigns.
Oh, my God.
Roman.
Which means?
Roman four belts.
Which means Roman Reigns will have four belts.
Well, is he going to carry Solo's tag belt as well?
Six belts. He still carries two.
Yeah.
Two.
And there's two tag team belts.
Oh, that's true.
He'd have four belts. And yes, he'll carry. Look, Solo, give me those. Yeah, we have six belts between me and Paul.
And then at SummerSlam, he'll take Seth's World Heavyweight Championship. It'll be Roman seven belts.
Oh, my God.
So you're probably also wondering, how is Sami Zayn going to go there and not get murdered?
Well, that's how Roman's going to win, because KO won't have a tag partner.
They'll kill him, and then Vince will be like, the show must go on!
Show must go on!
So apparently he can't step on Saudi soil.
Wherever
Sami walks, they have to pull out this like special thick carpet for him to walk on. And the ring's also going to have this special carpet him to wrestle on.
There's no way. There's no way that's true.
No, there's no
way. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say. We've been reading in one of our shows where it's like, if you sell drugs, you will face a firing squad. Yeah. We're actually reading their laws. Yeah. With a little like funny
twist.
What if
like the carpet rips in the ring and Sammy's like, whoa, whoa, whoa! And like he just catches him, like, don't touch it.
We're going to play The Floor Is You're Dead. The floor is a sniper to the skull.
Have they said for real how yet?
So diplomatic relations between Saudi Arabia and Syria have resumed. So they're allowing Syrians back into the country.
Oh, my God.
What if that changes by next Saturday?
Literally in the middle of their match, some politician's like, no, sir! And they rip it up.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, Sammy, get the fuck out.
Right. I can think of it as fucking General Akbar from Star Wars. Like, it's a trap!
Admiral Akbar.
It's a trap. Admiral Akbar, yes.
It's a trap.
Let's not forget they were held.
Yes, come in, everybody. Yes.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that they were held hostage a few years ago. They weren't allowed to leave.
Right.
Hey, and Sammy, I want you to come into this room. There is all of this wonderful sand that we're selling. Just come in the room and check the sand. It's great in here. Come on.
For anyone watching.
Take off your shoes.
Take off your shoes. Cristobal is in there. Go see
For anyone watching season 4 of Barry with us. on the Hollywood Hogwash. Have you watched Patreon?
Did you watch Sunday's episode yet?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
I did.
Me too.
Yeah.
It was really good.
It was.
Of course.
Yeah, at least they got back to the comedy and
yeah,
there's some good stuff. Roman then says, I dedicate this match to the greatest tag team of all time, Afa and Sika, the Wild Samoans.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Right?
Like, literally, AJ, Jimmy, fuck you.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Roman's new finisher apparently is a Cleveland steamer because he took a shit all over the Usos.
That's true. He did.
Wow.
He did.
So then backstage, the Usos see LWO laughing, and they think they're laughing at them. So they have a little confrontation, but nothing happens. Right. I guess they're going to fight next week.
Right. Maybe. Right. You know they'll win.
Oh. They have to win.
The LWO?
Yeah.
Please. Loser World Order?
Yeah.
Chuck it, nugget.
Loser World Order.
Lose World Order.
Next up, we have Damage Control versus Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez for the tag titles. Why? I don't know.
Okay.
We got Io Sky ringside and Alba Fire and Isla Dawn watching backstage.
Bottom
perpendicular
right
to the TV.
Yeah. So
who are you?
Right. So they still have the NXT women's tag titles.
Even yes, though they are do not technically on that show anymore.
Right.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
So do those look, become like the SmackDown women's tag titles?
No.
God, I hope not.
Yeah.
Well,
can't do that.
Bayley and Dakota did a pretty cool tag team move with Bayley holding Liv for a powerbomb on the second rope, and Dakota jumped off the top to kick Liv to the mat.
Yes.
But then, and it's like, just pin her.
Yeah.
Just pin her.
That's
pin
pretty
her
good.
Pin and her. Bayley tells Io to grab one of the tag belts, so she does, and she hops on the apron, but Raquel grabbed it from her, and then Liv pushed Bayley into Io, and then Liv beat Bayley with a roll up.
Roll it up.
So Damage Control is just not on the same page.
Mm.
They're certainly teasing like they're going to break up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess that's probably what's going to happen.
They're going to pull a Judgment Day on Bayley.
Oh.
The weak link is you.
I don't know. I feel like Io's going to go face and Dakota stays with Bayley or something.
That's what I said about Ripley, right? I said she should leave Judgment Day and they should kick out Bayley and she takes over.
Yeah.
That'd be neat. Yeah.
Yeah. But probably not going to happen.
No.
Next up, we go backstage where the Brawling Brutes meet Pretty Deadly. And in reality, they're pretty shitty. Let's take a listen to these fucks.
We're new here on Friday night. Snackdown? Which one?
Snackdown? Snackdown? Do you guys get it?
No.
Yeah. You guys get it?
No.
Yeah.
Dominic Bullshit! I literally don't.
They call themselves Snacks.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's some Saved by the Bell bullshit.
Yeah,
from
yeah. Well, that's where they came right from, yeah.
These forms up, I'm struggling a little bit. I did manage to do my name, though. Mine's Elvin Prince. And I'm Kit Hudson.
Who?
I got
what?
Who are
who
you?
By the way, so far, I got nothing.
Alfred Prince? What is it?
Elton Prince.
Elton Prince. And who's the other guy?
Kit Wilson.
Thanks.
Were those
but
their
the
names?
The rest is a little
names
unclear. It really is. Now, with this one, Mr. Butch, did you put down unintelligent grunts? And Ridge. There's a lot of big words here. Maybe you need help from Mum? Someone must have helped.
There's no way you can fill the book.
Hey. Sorry for your loss.
Sorry about that loss.
I got nothing.
Well,
I didn't understand a word.
It just,
were those words?
Unintelligible noises.
They Vince said, has always loved people from the UK.
The League of Extraordinary Accents is back.
Lord Alfred Hayes, these five, Becky. I mean, there's so many.
Right.
So many.
Well, Gunther, like, you think about, like, Alfred Hayes and
how did they clone William Tyler Regal, Breeze, by the way?
Yeah, right.
Right. And William Regal. Like, they had very, like, they had the accent, but you could still understand everything that they said.
Right, of course.
Yeah, because they were actually, wrestlers.
Professionals.
Professionals.
Hey, guys, it's your little Hayes. It's like, oh, God. I can't hear
terrible
a word. Fucking horrible.
They said, oh, Ridge, you got some big words here. Should we get help from
Should we shat on a Muppet?
Should we get help from your mom? And Ridge got Ridge got upset by that comment.
Well, yeah.
So, there.
Should we go fuck your mom? Maybe we'll fuck some brains in there.
Hey, Muggsy.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, I was watching Kingsman.
Eggsy,
yeah. And they call him Muggsy.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Bianca Belair's championship celebration. Michael Cole called Belair the longest reigning women's champion of all time. Lashley?
No.
Correct.
Oh, that is incorrect. Oh.
Yeah.
You fucking dope. Where is it?
Shut up, Michael.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's of the modern era, whatever the fuck
whatever
that means. Correct.
When does that start? Oh, I know when the modern era starts. When she won that title. That's when the modern era started.
Yes.
That's it. We should just call it the Bel Air era.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I mean, Trish Stratus.
The Bel era.
Bel era.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Austin Theory is the longest reigning U.S. champ in his era.
Yeah.
Current era.
Yeah.
In 2023.
God.
So, yeah, she comes out, but then Asuka interrupts. She comes right out. They're like, hey, we have 30 seconds. Hurry the fuck up.
Right.
Yeah. She comes out. She spits the mist in Belair's face.
She squirts on her.
Too little, too fucking late.
So dumb.
Right.
You had WrestleMania.
Why?
That's the biggest show of the year.
Right.
And you did no build for that match.
Right.
And they're like, hey, holy I got it, guys. I got it. Belair needs an opponent for Saudi.
Uh-huh.
I figured it out. She's going to spit. Yeah. Asuka's going to spit in Belair's face.
Mm.
Which is what we should have done the first time.
What?
But no.
Yeah, Belair's... how did this not happen right before WrestleMania? Yeah. Secondly, how many fucking matches are on this card now? It's going to be like 12.
Well, it's Night of Champions.
Is this a two-nighter?
No.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's going to be all the titles. Oh. All of them.
But Belair beat Asuka at Mania. Then she went to a different feud and fought Io and beat her. Now it's back to Asuka. And now Asuka's a heel, finally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Full it took heel. Asuka like a couple months to get upset about that Mania loss.
Right, right. Also, thanks to Bianca, you know, for giving me the inspiration to mention that new bracket idea that I had.
Uh-huh.
You know, biggest oversell.
Yes.
Because Jesus Christ.
I know. Is it poison? And if it's poison.
Wait, is it what?
Poison.
Yeah. If it's poison, then how is it in her mouth?
Asuka's a demon.
With? She's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
She didn't swallow.
You didn't figure that out?
But like, it's supposed to burn?
I don't know.
Like, no one ever.
Yeah, I mean, it got in her eye.
If I spit soda in your eye, it wouldn't hurt my mouth, but it hurt your eyes, right?
Would it?
So I made.
Isn't that what saline solution basically is?
I could. Maybe. Well, you could put shampoo in your mouth, and as long as you don't swallow, you'd be okay. But if I spit in your eyes, it'd burn like hell.
Yeah, if you're four.
What are you talking about?
Oh.
I still get shampoo in my eyes.
That sounds like a burn. Challenge.
Yeah. I don't go.
Well, no. You know, if you put mace in your mouth, nothing happens.
Well, maybe it's mace.
Jesus.
Purple mace or green or whatever the fuck it is.
There you go. Yeah, peppers, right?
Peppers?
Anyways, peppers. Finally, we have AJ Styles versus Bobby Lashley. Winner faces Seth Rollins, United Champions.
So when this started, did you already know who was going to win?
Well, I didn't watch SmackDown Live, so it was spoiled for me.
Okay.
Having said that,
nervous?
No, I really could not. Well, I mean, we'll get there, but I couldn't see who won winning, honestly, or just the opposite.
You couldn't see Lashley.
I couldn't see Lashley winning this at all.
No, I don't know.
Lashley Seth?
Yeah, but Lashley, yeah. It'd be a nice monster for him to beat for this title, though.
He just beat a monster, though.
Yeah. Well, okay, so I did know who was winning going into this, and I was like, who's going to cost Lashley this match?
Right.
Is what I'm wondering. And
right.
It wouldn't make sense for Styles to necessarily capitalize on cheating since he's a face.
Yeah.
But Styles did get the jobber entrance in both matches.
I know.
Yeah, what the fuck?
So I was like, how does he win this?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, I haven't heard my theme song in a while. They're like, yeah, we don't want none.
Yeah, maybe so, that's it.
Yeah,
can't play it anymore. So Lashley's head got cut open in the triple threat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then it reopened in this match.
Sure. Nice. They didn't put the super glue.
No. Mm. Lashley put AJ in the hurt lock, but AJ eventually hooked his legs over the middle rope. In the end, Lashley went for a spear, but AJ moved. And Lashley ran into the ring post. Dang. And then Styles hit the phenomenal forearm for the win. I was pretty surprised that Lashley took a clean pin.
Correct.
Against AJ Styles.
Yeah, yeah.
And they should have made a bigger deal about that, because when's the last time Lashley's took a clean pin?
Right.
He ran into the ring post,
so...
It's still a clean win.
Busted out.
He Goldberged himself.
Well, yeah, that's
with a clean win over kind of like Edge and Lashley. Like, I don't know if maybe Seth is too obvious. Vince hasn't been giving us anything we want lately, so maybe AJ wins this title.
It's possible. We have some info on that.
And all the Seth stuff that they've been doing. These, you know what I mean? Like Seth. Whenever they do that lately, that guy loses.
Seth.
Maybe he has to.
Everybody.
Maybe he's going to finish his story at Saudi Mania.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Ha ha.
We have more info on that later.
He's going to finish.
It's definitely possible. Right. So, the show ends with the OC celebrating with AJ.
Yay.
Good for him.
Oh, those guys.
At least it'll be a great match.
Now, if they just won titles, oh, wait.
Yeah, next up, we go to Raw. We open with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Mm-hmm. Sami is excited to get revenge on Roman Reigns, and he says, you know, Roman can't have their tag titles.
Right.
Although Owens is like, I'm done with them. I want to move on from the bloodline. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Then out comes the Judgment Day.
Oh, no.
KO says, I'm tired of the bloodline. You guys want to fight? Let's fight. And Finn Balor says if you guys somehow beat Roman and Solo, there will be a bunch of superstars lining up to take the tag titles from you, and the line starts here. And then Sammy says, I'd love to hear what Dominic thinks about all this.
Yes, yeah. I thought that was funny.
And the fans boo every time Dominic talks.
Right.
So KO gets frustrated and goes to punch him.
It's funny because, like, Dom can't really get heat on his own.
Uh-huh. Right.
So Sammy's probably like, yeah, you're fucking welcome.
Well, anytime he does have heat, that's the sad part.
Right.
He does. But it's like, it's just because he attacked Ray, there's that many people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Are all these fans like have shitty kids?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
At least they think they do.
So KO goes to punch Dominic, but Rhea Ripley steps in front of him. And then Damian,
it was at this point, I was like, what is that noise? It was Joe. Yelling, hit her!
Right.
Hit her!
It was very faint from where you live.
Funny, yes. On Instagram or one of those apps, I saw Stephanie get mad and Stone Cold, the biggest face in the company, comes down to the ring and beats her ass.
You goddamn right I did. It wasn't the first time.
And the fans are cheering
mm-hmm.
for him beating a woman.
Well, to be fair, I was drunk and I thought it was Deborah.
So. Jesus Christ.
Too real.
And this week on Too Real.
Yeah.
It's a bold strategy.
It's just they've come so far. And again, it's a fucking TV show.
Right.
The next time a woman gets hit in any TV show or movie, I'm going to write a fucking letter.
How dare you?
Have they never heard of Law and Order SVU?
Oh my God. That's all it is women getting their ass kicked. Have you ever watched the Lifetime Network?
Holy shit.
That's all they do is get their asses kicked.
Right. Fucking get Batista bombed.
That's the best. Men aren't like, men these days are not like they used to be. And then it shows that it says, Grandpa when Grandma made dinner late. And he like basically gives her like a backbreaker.
That's so good. That's, it's Cedric Alexander.
Oh, it is? Doing it on...
Candice LeRae.
Yeah.
The lumbar check.
Yeah.
Grandpa, when grandma didn't have dinner ready on time.
Yeah.
Boom!
Men don't treat women like they used to.
That's so good.
That's true.
That's so good.
So Damian Priest cheap shots Sammy, and they start beating on Owens, but Sammy gets back in the ring with a chair, and Judgment Day retreats. So we'll come back to that later, because that's the main event.
Yep.
Next up, we've got Shinsuke Nakamura versus The Miz. At least Nakamura still has his full entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's really the best part of this whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Miz went for his jumping clothesline in the corner, but Nakamura moved and hit the German suplex as he slid under the bottom rope. Then Miz poked Nakamura in the eye and hit the skull-crushing finale, but Nakamura's right foot fell on the bottom rope to break the pin.
Yes.
And then after that, Nakamura hit the Kinshasa for the win.
I did like the end of this match because he like pushes the Miz or something, and then he goes for the roll up.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, another fucking roll up. And he's like, nah, fuck that. Kinshasa.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
Oh. Yes.
You know,
that's fine.
Nakamura's getting wins. They're not going to mean anything ever.
No.
He's not going to get a belt. You know?
Yeah.
No. I mean, he beat The Miz. Like, Snoop Dogg recently beat The Miz.
Yeah.
Again,
Snoop Dogg has a belt.
He does?
Yeah, he has that gold
belt. Oh, right, that he made.
Yeah.
I would prefer Nakamura to have won the fucking championship since he hasn't won it yet.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Seth and AJ both have been the champ.
No, it's fine. This belt's going to change hands like every month.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure. Count
sure.
on that.
Sure, sure, sure.
Look
sure.
at all the other belts that aren't changing hands for like over a year.
Literally none of them change. In Austin Theory, fuck, they got nothing for him.
You can have some long title reigns, but you don't need every all of fucking them. One to have right, a super right. long
They're
title
all
reign.
Breaking records, all of them.
Yes.
Including the women.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
The whole point is to change the fucking title.
Next up, we have Gunther's Raw debut. He's had the IC title for a year.
Yep.
He cuts a promo standing on the announce table.
Didn't you think he was going to change his name this time again?
No.
Like, come on, do it.
Just say it.
Say it, say it. You can say it.
I do love that he called himself the Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah.
I did like that. Then we have a Battle Royal. Winner faces Gunther at Night of Champions, which means there are only two possible winners in this match.
Uh-huh.
And holy shit, Apollo Crews is back. Apollo Crews.
Yeah.
He actually got an entrance, like, look who's back.
Him right. out yeah. of everyone.
Did you see him celebrating getting drafted from NXT?
Yeah.
Like, you went to NXT and you did nothing.
Yeah.
Now you're going to go back to Raw.
Well, no, that's not true. Nothing. He lost his accent.
Mm. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So Matt Riddle came out last and he flipped his flip-flops at Gunther. I guess that was to make us think that he was winning.
Uh-huh. Come on.
And then Corbin eliminated Tozawa first.
Wait, why was Corbin in this?
Wait, hold on. Corbin? Wasn't he on... He was on SmackDown, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Free Corbin agent. Was on SmackDown?
Oh, yeah. He's a free agent.
Do we still have that?
Oh. No, we don't have a free agent button.
There's no free agent button.
Free agent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. So there's a lot of those that really? Are still free agents.
Yeah.
That defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
Correct.
I mean, it's like in sports, if you're a free agent... Yeah, you could get signed by any team, but then you're on that team.
Yeah.
You're not just like, well, he's a free agent, so we'll have him this week. Maybe you'll have him next week. No.
That's not how free agency or like, works.
Hey, he's playing for you in the first half, and we have him the second half.
Yeah, right.
Free agent.
Right.
You have it's to not sign how him. It fucking works. They don't do anything right. Drafts?
How the
free
hell?
Agency? What the? Yeah. Trades. Remember the trades? Oh, SmackDown gets AJ Styles, and Raw gets... Fuck all.
Yeah.
Right. Nothing. Future considerations.
Right.
Fuck. What?
Fuck all.
Anyways, Corbin eliminated Tozawa first, then Dexter Lumis eliminated him, then Massey and Mansoor eliminated Dexter,
that's
then enough. Alpha Academy we eliminated Massey.
Who cares?
This is all back to back to back to back to back.
Yeah. Well, you get most of these people out.
They only had 3 seconds for this match.
Then Johnny Gargano super kicked Mansoor out of the ring, but Massey caught him. And then dropped him because he was scared of Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
Bleh. So he's gone. So Mansoor, gone.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
at Saudi.
No.
They'll have like a four-man battle royal.
I mean, you
could
probably predict why he's not there.
Yeah.
Come
oh,
on.
Oh, right.
He doesn't swing the right way, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Gay.
So Dolph Ziggler eliminated J.D. McDonough, formerly known as, what the fuck was his name?
Jordan Devlin.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
Then Von Wagner threw him out. Von Wagner.
I mean, I was in a lot of suspense wondering which NXT call-up Dolph Ziggler is going to feud with.
Exactly.
And there it is.
J.D. McDonough attacked Dolph. Then Apollo eliminated Elias, but then Reed eliminated him. Riddle eliminated Gargano with a Hurricane Rana. And then, which is sad because Gargano has been facing Gunther at house shows.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So people are like, oh, maybe he's the next one in line, but yeah. not yet.
So Gunther just fucking pins him every show.
They just lock up, and then he just forces him to the mat. 1, 2, 3. And Gargano, it's like when you hold down a little kid, they're like, no, no, let me go.
Then after Gunther leaves, like 2 minutes later, then they just hit Gargano's face like, he waves.
He
to
does
the crowd.
That thing where, like,
he does the head pat for little kids.
He gets the spit to, like, go down. And he sucks it back up.
No, no. Then Imperium attacked Riddle, and they helped Reed eliminate him. Then Reed and Ricochet. Reed had Ricochet on his back while standing on the apron,
like a fucking simpleton.
And Mustafa Ali drop kicked them, and they fell to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Mustafa Ali versus Gunther at Saudi Mania.
I saw.
And a fuck ton of pyro for winning a battle royal.
For the IC title.
It's the number one contender for the Intercontinental Championship.
Who has no shot?
Yeah.
Mustafa Ali just won a battle royal.
Yeah, right, right.
Just all the pyro going off.
Oh my God.
I literally.
It was like Roman Reigns at the end of WrestleMania.
It was.
I had Massé winning this before I had Mustafa Ali winning.
I know.
Seriously. You should have known.
I had Mansoir winning this.
Yeah. For sure. We should have known. And I was like, okay, maybe for this next few weeks, Ali will be a good guy. Because obviously he's going to be a good guy in Saudi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then backstage, Ali calls Alpha Academy a couple of losers. Then he bumps into Gunther, and Gunther's like, you know, you're going to travel halfway across the world to suffer the biggest loss of your career and the beating that comes with it. And then Ali basically says the same thing. He's like, you're going to travel across the world and back to lose.
Yeah, he's like, you dumb shit. I'm from Europe. I'm used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely Ali's biggest payday of his career. That's for sure.
Sure, sure.
He's like, I'm the only one that's going to Saudi that I'm guaranteed to be alive after.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
Right.
The only one. Mm. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from the man, Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
It's interesting how they're calling her the man again.
Right.
You know, it was big-time Bex for so long with the whole Ric Flair thing.
Yeah.
Even Ric Flair recently said on Rogan's podcast, he was like, yeah, Becky stole from me.
But what?
I thought they gave him, like, they tricked him. They're like,
I think so.
We'll give you $5,000 right now. He's like, done, sold, I'll take it.
That will turn the lights back on for now.
That's it. Oh, what are you going to do with the rest of it? I owe $5,000 to the power company right now.
Rest of it.
Basically, Rick. I sold my gimmick for power.
Rick, what did you do with all the money you made from your last match last year?
Yeah.
What happened to that? I'm doing another one.
Back taxes. We'll get you. Did anybody know? I didn't know.
Me versus Sting and all in.
If you don't pay your mortgage, they'll take your house, mirror.
If you don't.
Did you know that? I didn't know it. I figured I knew. It's my house. Why do I gotta pay for my house?
To be the man, you have to pay your mortgage.
There was one you had said one time. Oh. It was like, my car, I'm upside down on my car because my car is upside down.
Yeah.
Oh, Flair. Flair, Flair, Flair.
So, yeah, Becky cuts a pretty good promo about wanting to kill Trish Stratus.
Right, right.
And unfortunately, though, she challenges her to a match at Night of Champions.
Oh, mm-hmm. No.
But they're
that's
not
a lot
champions.
Of ladies.
A lot of ladies.
Rhea Ripley was watching backstage, so they're hinting at that. Like, that'll be a huge Money in the Bank or SummerSlam match, Becky versus Rhea Ripley.
Yeah.
The only time they faced each other was in 2019 on NXT, and it was a double DQ. Like Shayna Baszler ran out and
oh wow
with a couple of her friends, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, when she set friends there.
But Rhea Ripley wasn't the star she is now, so yeah, that'd be a huge deal.
When the violence
big deal.
Has to either be Money in the Bank or SummerSlam.
So yeah. So you've got the tag titles match, right? You've got with, Bianca. I'm guessing with Shayna and Ronda. We'll get that.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Well
it's not official yet.
There's rumors on that.
Well, it's just that's 4 girl matches possibly on top of the what, 8-man matches?
I don't think that would be it. Night of Champions.
Okay. I don't think there's going to be 12 matches, but yeah.
I don't think they'll allow that many women into the country at one time.
No. Anyways, yeah, Natalya walks up and she has her confrontation with Rhea, but who cares? Next up, we've got Xavier Woods versus Dominic Mysterio.
Again.
We had this, right?
Yes.
We did, yeah.
Rematch after rematch after rematch after rematch after rematch.
You know who wants to see this match again? Nobody!
Well, his partner's really dogging him.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing this again if Woods can just clean pin him.
Sure.
Once.
Yeah.
So Woods went for the flying elbow, but Rhea pulled Dominic out of the ring. The ref saw the whole thing. Did nothing about it.
Yeah. Gave zero fucks.
How was that not interference?
Then Rhea attacked Woods from behind without the ref seeing, and Dom beat Woods with a very, very bad roll up.
Yeah, like a weak foot roll up?
Yeah, just so we could look at Rhea.
It was shitty.
It was terrible.
Next up, we have a video package for JD McDonagh. I like how they did it after the Battle Royal.
Sure. Right.
The Irish sense. The Irish Ace is here to stay.
Yeah.
He tells Kathy Kelly he made an example out of Dolph Ziggler. Then they showed Balor watching him as he walked away.
Uh-huh.
And there have been rumors that the Judgment Day is going to be adding another member. But this guy, he looks and sounds just like Balor.
That's perfect.
How will we tell them apart?
He was actually trained by Balor, too.
Yeah?
So it's like his fodder.
Oh, that's why. Fodder. Fodder. I'm a good fodder.
Fodder.
They look so much alike. They sound alike. Is right. Kevin Patrick going to be the manager?
Yes.
They'll
add Becky on there,
tell
too.
Each other apart.
Right.
Next up.
Are you you?
Yeah.
I'm not me. It's me.
And next up, we've got Indusher versus...
Who are you?
And...
Who are you?
Oh, his partner, who are you?
With Jinder Mahal ringside. Let me tell you guys... Indusher, these guys, they love Carnage.
Yeah.
The comic book character?
Carnage.
No one knows how to stop them because they can't stop. Okay?
Yeah, that's right.
And pretty soon, there will be nothing left to pick up on their bone.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is right. Don't forget about that.
That's all from Fierce promo.
Yes.
Yeah.
From last year.
Yes, it is.
Wow. Remember how long we were waiting for him to come?
He was coming for so long. And then he came. And then he was like, well, I'm done.
And we were all disappointed.
Turns out he was a one-pump chump. He came and then he left.
Oh!
One-pump
chump.
So yeah, they squashed these guys, whatever. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
Hey, I got murdered by Brock Lesnar last week, but... What are you talking about? I told you you'd hate it.
Asshole.
I fucking told you it sucks.
Now I hate it.
Yeah. Cody tells the story about the scorpion and the frog.
Who are you?
Oh, my God.
The frog helped the scorpion, and then the scorpion stung him because I'm the frog and Brock's the scorpion. So you're an idiot?
You're a loser. A loser.
Cody says Brock has been on top because he's better than 99% of the roster, but he's not better than me. Mm. And Brock Lesnar has been the next big thing, but what happens when they say next? You're not the big thing anymore. You're in my way.
You're just the thing.
Whoa! My pussy hurts! Brock fucked it! My pussy really hurts! It hurts! What did Brock? Fuck my pussy. Anyways, that's the new lyrics.
Look, I'm angry. Wow. I'm angry too. I expressed my anger at the beginning of the show. Fucking assholes.
Yeah, thanks, Cody. Next up, we go backstage. Zoe Stark is bullying Nikki Cross and calling her a freak. Didn't she beat her last week?
She did.
So Candice LeRae comes by to stick up for her, and they have a match next week. And that's all we see of the way.
That's it.
Last week, Gargano hinted at Tommaso Ciampa's return.
Where is he?
He said him, right?
He's coming back soon.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Where is he?
Candice is like, I don't know.
I know. Them and Candice and Dexter. And I mean, that's a team.
Right.
It's almost a No.
That's a statement.
What? If wait, is three guys and two girls a faction?
A faction.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. Sure.
It's not a
wink.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the difference is a stable needs a manager, right?
No, it's stable needs stable. A horse.
Yeah. Stupid ass. Yeah. A few horses. Yeah. I hope it's soon. But they had no mention of it this week, so Vince could have been like, what's that? Ciampa with the way? You're fired. Who? Yeah.
Ciampa. Fuck you.
Ciampa's fired. I mean, I'd rather just have Johnny and Ciampa and fuck the rest of them, you know? Because Ciampa doesn't really fit with them, obviously. I get that that's the joke, but I don't want it to be a joke.
No,
I just want Johnny and Ciampa together, and that's it.
Yeah.
So,
we'll see.
Because that's the best we'd hope for, I think, with those two guys. Is like, best case scenario, they win the tag titles at some point. I don't think there's a better case scenario for Johnny. You
Johnny
know?
Could be Theory.
Maybe.
U.S. title.
He's already done that. I don't know. He's already fought him.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Raquel Rodriguez versus Chelsea Green. This was supposed to be a tag team championship, but Liv was legitimately injured on SmackDown.
After she rolled up?
Yeah, it was like mid-match.
Yeah.
Raquel gave Chelsea a reverse Alabama slam on the top rope and then hit the Tejana bomb for the win. After the match, Ronda Rousey kicks Raquel's thigh from the side, but Ronda fell down too, and her knee bent.
Yeah, what the shit?
The opposite way. I'm hoping she's just a contortionist because she seemed fine after that, but it didn't look good. And like, what kind of attack is that?
Right.
Like, Raquel's standing on the stage. She's holding up her belt. She even looked to the right to make sure Ronda was coming, like, which is such a stupid rookie mistake.
Yep.
And then Ronda shows up 5 seconds later, kicks her thigh and falls down. What?
Hey, Eric.
Hey. You forget to bend your knee backwards.
Yeah, right.
So Shayna Baszler showed up, and the two of them beat up Raquel, and they demand a tag title shot. But
and then they're like, you have to defend them. Didn't they just defend them on
literally
SmackDown?
Just did.
Yeah, and the week before.
Well, you know, Ronda.
I don't watch Raw.
No. Well, or SmackDown.
Next up, we have a video package for Apollo Crews. He says, this is my time.
No,
it's not.
No.
Why is he back? Did he do anything in NXT to come back?
Well,
don't you have to go and win a title?
He lost his accent.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Well, so did Kofi.
Commander Aziz!
Yeah.
Where is he? He's back in NXT, right?
Yeah.
We
saw him. As Dabakato again.
Oh,
that's hilarious.
Good.
Next up, we got the main event, KO and Sammy versus Judgment Day. Backstage before the match, Gunther tells KO and Sammy he didn't appreciate the disrespect they showed his men last week. So KO loses it again, and he challenges them to a 6-man tag for next week.
Mm-hmm.
So who's going to be their partner?
Riddle.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then why is it a mystery if it's fucking Riddle, who's always been with them?
Hold on. You want to fantasy book this real quick, Andrew? Because you know it's going to be Riddle.
Yeah, please. Right.
Is it going to make you feel better?
Let's fantasy
Randy Orton?
It. I'm going to say Randy Orton.
Randy Orton. Yay.
I'm going to say they go get The Rock.
The Rock, wow.
Stone Cold.
What? I don't know. Maybe Drew McIntyre. Maybe he's going to return.
Maybe they go.
They didn't even draft him.
No, he got drafted.
Are you sure?
He got drafted, yeah. Maybe I don't know where, but he got drafted.
Maybe they go get Walter, maybe.
Walter.
Yeah.
No, he got drafted. Yeah, he got drafted to Raw because I remember he switched brands. Mm. Later, we see Gunther shaking someone's hand.
Yeah.
And it is revealed to be Paul Heyman.
Wildcard!
Yeah.
Would have been so much better if they never showed it.
Right.
Just show the arm. We know who the fuck it is.
No, we're too stupid.
Yeah, we're fucking retard. Look, and then... And then
The one funny thing...
Yeah.
...was Heyman had a visitor's badge on the back of his phone. That was kind of funny.
Yeah, so he's not a wild card,
but still,
right?
It took them 1 week to say, fuck the draft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck the draft.
Well.
Because.
Visitor's badge! It's in a wild card. Visitor's, but look, I got it. Visitor's badge.
I'm a visitor.
Fucking
and
dumb.
Corey's like, I don't know what that's about. Oh, okay, Corey. I guess you don't watch wrestling.
No.
The hell you mean you don't know what that's about?
As for the match, Ripley and Dominic got ejected for fucking around and finding out. Then Xavier Woods ran out and attacked Dominic and chased him to the back. Then Paul Heyman walked out and pretended to be talking to Roman Reigns on the phone. Then Imperium came out. Is this an AEW match? What the fuck's happening?
It is. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people ringside.
Sure. Why not?
Imperium distracted the ref when Sammy hit Balor with the Helluva kick. Then they interfered some more to help Balor hit Sammy with the coup de grace for the win.
Coup de grace.
Oh, now it's the coup de grace. I'm sorry.
Coup de grace.
It used to be the coup de grace. Now it's the coup de grace.
Grace.
Coup de grace the ass.
Well, grace is how to say it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
So that's Raw.
So that's Raw.
With the there, tag champs.
There it is.
Hold that's on. A show. Hold on, Joe.
Yep. Oh.
KO and Sammy lost.
And new. Oh yeah, of course.
Wow, what's yeah. Roman gonna do?
Yeah. The Judgment Day are champions.
That's amazing.
Wow. Good yeah. for them. Yeah, fuck Roman.
Rhea was lonely with that belt.
Yeah.
All right, let's do some awards.
All right.
Yeah.
Who did you have for worst dressed?
Let's see. I had Valhalla.
What did Balor's shirt say? Finn 14
Staples.
Staples. Finn 14 Staples.
Yeah.
Brock's going to have a similar shirt.
Finn 14 Staples.
Yes.
That's what the shirt says.
That's mm-hmm. what it said.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
He's had it for a while.
I know.
Yeah, since what, Mania? Or what was it? It was Mania when he got cut open, right?
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been... Oh God!
Raquel looked weird.
She, you know what? Raquel looked like Nikki Ash.
Yeah, oh, right.
I'll go Raquel.
Yeah. Okay.
Best dressed
because she was standing next to Valhalla, and I didn't close up the blinders.
Yeah,
Maxine.
Well,
I think Maxine's good looking either way.
Yeah,
yeah. She's fine. I had Liv Morgan on SmackDown.
Okay,
I had Becky.
I didn't like
Becky
the.
Looked great too.
She was wearing like the Melina legging.
Yeah, you didn't
things.
Like that.
I didn't like
that. So I guess you wouldn't have sex with her then.
No.
Worst. No. No.
You like bare legs.
Sorry, Liv.
Feet.
Oh. Sorry. Fuck you.
It's Eric now.
All I can think is you got massively hairy legs.
Mm.
Worst acting.
I had Ronda Rousey.
Ooh, that's a good
I had
one.
Pretty Deadly.
Oh God. Yeah, Pretty Deadly.
Okay.
Fuck them. Pretty Shitty.
Yeah. Okay.
Best acting.
I had Becky. Becky gave a good promo.
Look, he's been gone a while, but Roman Reigns was great.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah, he was good.
It's a shame that he's so great now, but he doesn't show up.
But I'm not going to like suck him off because he decided to show up after 2 months.
Yeah, but he was unlike still great. People.
Yeah.
Worst comment?
So Cody said, Brock Lesnar is better than 99.9%. Of the wrestlers that come in this ring.
Yeah. That's good.
Okay. Like, wow, how many are coming in the ring?
I'm just going to say, what do you want to talk about? Because
okay.
You're getting murdered by Brock every week.
Yeah.
What do I talk about? Me getting murdered?
Yeah, like, you didn't go over at Mania. Like, shut the fuck up. I'll go with that.
Best comments?
Roman's saying, I dedicate that match to the greatest tag team of all time.
Yep.
Sweep it.
Yeah.
Wild Simones.
Worst match.
Woods, Dom.
Oh, sure.
Oh.
I'll do that.
I'm going Raquel versus Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Super slow-mo.
I went with the Battle Royal.
It's so fast.
The Battle Royal sucked.
It's like the fastest one ever. Sheamus Lashley theory.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I got. Sheamus Lashley theory for slow-mo. And then best match.
Ed JJ Ray.
Yes.
One little fuck up, but it was a good match.
Yeah.
Worst move.
Ronda kicking Raquel.
Oh, that was really bad.
I'm going to go with Dominic's roll up.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go with whatever Ray and Edge were trying to do.
All right.
Best move.
The double spear to the
double side.
Yeah.
Sweep it.
Worst moment.
Oh, and the nominees are
everything.
There's so many.
I mean,
You know what? Out of all the bad things, the thing that pissed me off the most was Asuka spitting in Belair fucking 2 months too late.
Right.
So that's I hated good. That.
I'm going to go with that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So bad. So bad.
Oh, God.
Super bad.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, let me see here. I'm going to just say pretty deadly.
Oh.
They sucked ass.
Yeah, pretty shitty.
Pretty shitty. Best moment?
Bloodline promo.
Yeah, I guess I'll go with that.
Sweep it.
Yeah. All right.
The Bloodline.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for some breaking news. So, first things first. Randy Orton's father, I don't have all the information in front of me. I just kind of remembered it. But Randy Orton's father, Cowboy Bob Orton, recently talked about his son. I forgot with who. But according to him, he said, I think the doctors told him not to wrestle anymore. So the Dirt Sheets, of course, took that quote where he said, I think the doctors told him not to go back.
Yeah. Randy Orton retiring immediately? Confirmed!
And they're saying, like, Randy Orton retire, you know what I mean? So they kind of ran with that story, but all it is his dad saying, I think the doctors advised him against returning to the ring. But it still says it doesn't look good right now.
Right, it's been a year.
Yeah. That sucks.
So right. What kind of injury? Like, what did they say? Had to be neck or spinal cord.
I think he was getting an adidectomy.
He always had shoulder problems.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe it's neck. Also, Bobby Roode went under another neck fusion. Sure,
he's got to be done.
He's probably done as well. I mean, he's in his 40s.
That sucks.
That really sucks. The guy never got his due.
He never got a chance.
Never got it. Yeah. I mean, look, he was healthy for a few years, but Vince did nothing with him. Right. They made him the U.S. champ for a month.
Right.
And then was like, fuck you. What do you mean, glorious? That's got to be a baby face. No, it's ironic.
No,
he's
Vince.
A heel, you fucking idiot.
Vince, no.
What kind of piece of shit would come out to glorious? Like, only an asshole would.
Right. A preacher gimmick.
Yeah.
An asshole preacher gimmick.
Right. Also, new set photos confirm that Seth freaking Rollins. You know why he wasn't on Raw this week?
Yes.
Pre-recorded, pre-taped sit-down interview with Corey Graves on Raw that we didn't talk about? The reason Seth Rollins is going to be in Captain America.
New World Order.
What now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll show you the photo right
now. Seth Rollins is joining the MCU.
There
Shut
he is.
Shut the front door.
And he looks like he has like some sort of like outfit on.
Well, he does.
So he's not like an extra standing in the background.
So what, he's filmed his one scene to like that?
Well,
this week?
I think, but I they know. Said the Seth Rollins story continues next week, so he's not going to be on Raw next week either.
Yeah.
To promote the heavyweight championship match?
Wow.
Right.
And they're saying, like, with Seth doing Hollywood, now they're afraid of giving him the belt, so maybe there is some truth to AJ winning this thing.
Yeah.
Oof.
But yeah, the report
says. He went to Hollywood. Interesting.
The report said he will be a villain and part of the Serpent Society. I don't know who they are. But yeah.
They're a fucking snake.
Yeah.
I don't know how big this role is. It could be like Sasha Banks where he says a couple lines or maybe nothing at all.
Right.
Who knows?
I mean, let's not forget he was also in Sharknado, so.
It's true.
Oh, was he really?
Like That's Sharknado funny. 5.
Did he just like super kick someone, right? And that was it?
Mm. Yeah.
Super kicked a shark?
A shark.
Also, Alundra Blaze is not a fan of Trish Stratus.
Oh.
She recently tweeted, Trish has sent the women back and turned them into a sideshow after all the work I did to get the women respected and legitimize them as the superstars that they are.
I'm
Do you really
sorry.
Think I literally threw that title in the trash without a plan of longevity and meaning?
No, you didn't.
Trish brought in the blueprints that WWE used for decades that had to be undone by the women who were inspired by the men and women who came before her. Trish made room for the Bella Twins and others, but I built a foundation for the four horsewomen, taking credit for everything.
Yeah. Wow.
She's also selling a book, so that's probably why she did this.
Right, yeah.
And Trish is on TV, so it's... Look, I mean, she's not wrong in the fact that Trish is not a good wrestler. She's not.
Wow.
Sure. But
also, if you are a fan of 60-year-old Alundra Blaze,
yes,
she does post like pictures of her in a bikini, and I gotta say,
Oh really?
Anything and Joe else? Immediately goes on his phone.
Is that not, your? Was that your face?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
It was not good. Yeah.
All right.
Any other news?
I think you covered everything that I had.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Assess thing.
Will you forgive me?
Yeah.
No. You won't.
No. On Twitter, Rhea Ripley retweeted like the thing that Fox, WWE on Fox, tweeted about, like,
it's just Owens won,
and she's just like, fight me.
Yeah, that's so, not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Nope.
Did you guys cover
if
the...
If this was the Attitude Era, they would have a Hell in a Cell match.
Yeah, yeah. Seriously. Did you guys
cover... They keep hinting Ripley fighting so many fucking men.
Men, right. It's not going to happen.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Did you guys cover the Riddle thing from last week, the video leak?
No.
Apparently some video leaked that he sent to someone.
What, he's jerking off?
His dick.
Something like that.
Should we watch it for Patreon?
Look up his dick, Joe. Joe, look up his dick.
Well, I think a lot of people are saying that it's a little ironic or kind of chauvinistic that Mandy Rose put out some stuff and gets fired.
Right.
Allegedly. And then this happens to him.
Right.
Although he didn't put it out on purpose.
Yeah, I guess, but that's the difference. Yeah, like
one of his exes tweeted like something months ago that he wanted to make a porno tape in case WWE fired him, and it was, these were like text messages, like screenshots of texts.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know, maybe it's that.
Right. I mean, it's kind of weird that like he also had allegations against him at one time.
Yeah, he did.
And here he is like throwing his dick back out on the internet.
Here's my dick.
All right, though, let's get to rumors.
Rumors! Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So, I told you I'd have some stuff about Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Night of Champions.
Mm-hmm.
Might be the last time we see the Tribal Chief for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
New rumors suggest Roman is taking most of the summer off, if not all of it.
He's the fucking main champion.
Well, that's why we have a new champion.
Oh my yep.
God.
So I don't even know if he's going to be doing Money in the Bank. He might not be back till SummerSlam. If that's the case, why did you leave the fucking belts on him?
For sure.
He could have literally done my plan. Where he's gone until SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
They just want this super long fucking reign. I think he is going to break Bruno if he wants to. They're like, hey, take 6 months off, whatever you want. Wrestle three times a year.
Take 6 years off.
Yeah.
Right. You're still the champion. So.
It's going to be like a fucking Fabulous Moolah's women's title reign where she was just gone for years and then she returned. They're like, yeah, she's still a champion.
She's been on the indie circuit that you can't prove because the internet's not a thing yet.
Well, internet's not a thing yet, so.
Yeah.
Also, WrestleNomics reports that Vince McMahon has a new deal with Endeavor and it states that he will remain chairman
until my death or resignation. Spoiler alert, until my death.
Spoiler alert, I'm never dying.
Yeah.
Oh, Vince. So that sucks.
Oh,
wow.
Vince.
It even states right here, when I die, they will put my consciousness into a robot, and that'll be me.
Yeah.
And I'll have a giant penis.
Right.
Finally, I'll have the biggest penis of all time, even bigger than Ultimate Warriors. I'm going to start up the Vince McMahon Suck My Dick Club.
Yeah.
Guess who's first? Stephanie.
Oh, God.
Joey the Bison. Yeah. Stephanie and Hunter at the same time. Cut meat sandwich.
Also, Fightful is now reporting that the reason Bray Wyatt has been off TV this whole time is because he has an undisclosed illness.
Oh, that's bullshit. Mm. Well, maybe. Mental illness. Right?
I'm maybe. Sure. That's yeah. We already know about that. So who knows? I don't know. There was also another, like, one of those dirt sheets was like, Bray Wyatt, this is a new report. Bray Wyatt is not on the internal list of active WWE superstars. And I was like, yeah, no fucking shit.
Right.
You know why? Because he's not active. He hasn't been active for months. Why would he be on the active list, you dumb fuck?
Right. Also, breaking news, water is wet.
I tweeted, I said Ultimate Warrior is not on the list either.
Yeah.
It's fucking dumb. Anyways, that's all for rumors, so it's trivia time.
So you mentioned King of the Ring earlier.
Yeah.
Who are the only two men in WWE to win the King of the Ring and never hold a WWE singles title?
Xavier Woods.
That is correct.
And Billy Gunn.
That is incorrect.
No, Billy Gunn's been IC champ.
Oh, hardcore champ.
Okay, yeah.
Like European champ, like every other champ.
I was thinking like main title.
No, no, any singles title. Any singles title. This is hard. This might be more for
No,
Eric.
Hold on. I know him. I'm trying to think of the name.
Oh.
Harley Race?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
Wow. Andrew, not bad.
I mean, why are you surprised I won? I usually win.
Well, it's not it was a work together, but
I remembered Harley Race.
Eric didn't
slow up. We won.
Oh, it was a work together? Yeah, we won, Eric. We won. Great. Fucking Make-A-Wish over here.
Oh, Andrew doing his charity once again.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm going to die.
You are going to die. That's why I did that for you. It's okay, little guy. It's okay, little guy.
I did not expect that reaction, but all right.
Don't worry, all the Make-A-Wish kids live now. It's like the thing. Oh my God.
Make-A-Wish, more like Break-A-Wish.
More like break his balls.
Oh,
oh my God.
Better than I thought it was going to be.
Oh.
All righty then.
Oh, it's good times. Sorry. Great oldies.
Okay,
laugh break.
All right, fan questions. We got Kimbo. Why do you think Mustafa Ali was so happy? Because he won a match, because he's getting a title shot, or because he's getting a sniff of that Saudi money?
Sniff of the money.
A little sniff.
That's got to be it, yeah. Brian, since you... what was that? That sounded familiar.
It just was playing.
No, it was that Star Wars video.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it was.
I know what it is. Wait, it's on. Jim Carrey talking to Margot Robbie.
No.
Yeah. It was Jim Carrey talking to Margot Robbie.
No, it's the TikTok.
Happy
thing.
Star Wars Day, and I get to introduce you to my girlfriend.
Go to the next video. No?
No. But I just saw that recently.
Amazing. And I was thinking, yeah, I don't know.
Happy Star Wars Day. It's also my birthday. I dicked my girlfriend.
Put it down. You don't need to do it.
Right.
Such a great video.
So amazing.
Brian, since you already have the game, would y'all consider doing a GM mode for 2K? Yeah, people have suggested that. We might do that. It'd be fun. 199 Big T. Some friends of mine that are newer to the show are curious about how LA Feet got his nickname.
He was doing a promo and like he's outside at a pool and it's
on
feet,
NXT.
Feet,
or
NXT.
The closest thing to the camera.
Or his feet. You're just like,
so I just went LA Feet.
LA Feet.
Yeah. Cause Cameron Grimes was his butler.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That was great. The thing they were doing.
Aaron Rodgers is not garbage. Pushfire Barry, Chipotle, Moe's and Qdoba. I don't think we even have those other two.
I've seen Moe's.
Oh.
But I've had like, Qdoba.
I've only had Chipotle. There's no Qdoba here.
Yeah.
No.
So I would push Chipotle just because it's the only one. But
they are opening that new Mexican place down the street.
Yes.
Red River?
That's not
I went
fast
to their
food,
soft
though.
Opening.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was excellent. And it wasn't very expensive when I saw the menu.
Also, Joe found a new pizza place and didn't fucking tell us.
It just opened.
Like Fat Fucks Pizza.
That's so good.
He told me about it.
Hey,
Andrew was invited.
You should bring it to Night of Champions.
What do you mean? What happened to you making shit? You lazy fuck?
I thought I could make a cocktail.
Andrew, making all this food, then one time made a couple of drinks, and then it's over.
Yeah. Right.
Where's my woo burrito? It's been a while.
Where's my elephant?
Mitchell, seriously, do we know why Brock Lesnar attacked Cody Rhodes?
Nope.
No.
Still don't?
No.
Still don't?
Evil shit.
Extreme Timeline, who's the hottest active female wrestler? I mean, it sounds like maybe we need to do another bracket. Another hottest
enough?
Woman 2023
Out
bracket.
Out of all the shows who actually wrestles, so Maxine's not included, Liv?
I mean, that could win
Liv,
for sure.
Yeah.
There's Vega, you know.
Ty Mello.
Anna Jay technically wrestles.
Ooh.
Yeah. Anna Jay.
Ooh. Will Spires, what's up with wasting the yearly pyro budget on Mustafa Rollins? Yep. Yeah. Made no sense.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a message from Jesse the Mind. So,
you know, McMahon, you know, Andrew, there is no Joe Pisano. That's right.
That's weird.
He's just a conspiracy. In fact, there never was. I just made him up. You want to know why?
Why?
Vince is paying me to be here to listen to all your ideas so he can never use them.
I fucking knew it.
That's right. He's still upset about you for originally calling your podcast What's Wrong with WWE.
Hey, we don't talk about that.
Yeah.
That's why Kevin Owens and Dean Ambrose have only been the champion once and with short title reigns.
Fuck.
Speaking of reigns, Roman Reigns, that's also why Roman has been the champion for so long. Vince knows how much you hate him, yeah. But since you've gotten on board with the bloodline, he instituted the draft just to split them up. So now you'll have Roman all by himself again.
Oh, great.
Wow. Mm.
But they weren't split up.
Yeah.
Not really.
This way? Hulk Hogan's brother, how does the turnbuckle feel about Cody taking credit for busting open Brock?
It's kind of funny. Yeah. I don't know anyone.
Aw.
No.
Oh, go ahead. Okay. Read them all for all I care.
Oh, this one's actually about me. Tim, Eric, on your Instagram, you showed your
Tim and Eric?
Yeah. Oh. Your Krusty the Hutt tattoo. Please explain the reference and meaning of the tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, clearly my tattoos don't have meanings at this point.
Well, was this on Simpsons or is that something you made up?
No. So this was...
let me see. I haven't seen it in person.
It's kind of crusty because I forgot to put lotion on it.
It's crusty.
But it's like, that's just the healing process.
Uh-huh.
But is it from a Simpsons episode?
No.
Oh, that was just something you saw somewhere or made up?
No, it was in a Get What You Get. They did a few Star Wars designs and they had some Simpsons Star Wars mashups. A friend of mine actually went a different day and she got Lisa as a Jedi, with a lightsaber.
Really?
Came out really cool, yeah.
They've done some Simpsons Star Wars shorts on Disney Plus.
Mm. Yeah, they have. And then there's a guy in England who mashes Simpsons up with a bunch of stuff.
Right.
Like he did Springfield Endgame.
Okay.
He did cool. Springfield WWE.
Yeah.
That was good. I think he did a Star Wars.
Mm. Okay. What's next?
Donald Alexander, Pushfire Barry, WWE Returns. This one's a good one. Rusev with Lana.
Okay.
Christian to join Edge or Sasha Banks. I'd push Rusev right now, bury Sasha, and fire Christian.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Rusev would be amazing back. Paul, what happens if AJ Styles beats Seth at Night of Champions? Does that mean AJ's whole stable goes to Raw?
Yes.
Please make it make sense. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yes, of course it will.
They'll trade him for nothing?
Yeah.
You probably already thought this, but
read the person.
The old Kanye.
Yeah.
But with the flamboyant nature of Mansoor's Maximum Male Models gimmick, is he just banned from coming back to Saudi? Well, Andrew made that joke earlier. He's missed the last three Saudi Manias. Yep.
The streak is over.
Yeah. CM Punk's crack dealer. Woods got an in-ring promo. Is there any hope? No.
No.
There's no hope. There's no hope for that.
Yeah. Ivana Itamas. What is that?
Eric? Ivana Itamas.
I know. I just wanted to say it. Has there ever been anyone in WWE history who got as much heat as Dom has simply because they're a terrible talker wrestler? These idiots are really going to make him a top heel. I mean, the new thing is just scream when he's talking. We've been joking about that. Now everyone's doing it. They just talk over him.
He fucks up every single time, yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's not going to be a top guy. They also said on SmackDown, it was funny because last week we were talking about the rumors, or there was a report that WWE sees Damian Priest as a top guy now from the Bad Bunny match. And then on SmackDown, Michael Cole and Wade Barrett said that. They said those words, that Damian Priest is now a top player in WWE. It was because of the match. And it was what do you mean he lost?
He lost.
Right. Breaking kayfabe? He had a great match, though.
Just start saying names, what was cool about that match. Go.
When Bad Bunny gave him a Canadian Destroyer.
No, I mean Bad Bunny, Carlito, everyone else involved. And then you get to Damian Priest.
Yeah.
It locked.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Alrighty. PCJ, what's more sad? Wishlist Rollins getting an IC title shot only because they have a show in Saudi. Cody taking credit for Lesnar Goldberging himself into the turnbuckle. Dana Brooke getting denied a high five. When did that happen?
Oh, when she came out for a match last week.
Uh-huh.
She went to high five a fan, and they didn't do anything. So she's like, yeah.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Pretended to fist bump him.
That's funny.
I guess that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mitch Tarr, push fire Barry for Eric. We got Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
X-Pac.
Oh.
And taking pop vinyls out of the box.
Oh my God.
This is amazing.
Oh.
Yes.
Fuck.
You have to push one of them.
Eric's fucked.
I think he's pushing X-Pac.
I'm pushing X-Pac.
Yes.
Finally.
Yeah. I'm going to fire Hogan. I'm going to bury taking pops out of the vinyl.
Wow.
That's... So you'd take all of your pops.
Not all of them. There's... No,
all of them before you push Hogan?
That's low praise.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jonathan Smith, Roman, y'all dedicate a tag team match to me. I'm not even in a tag team. I'm the greatest single champion of all time. Then proceeds to book himself in a tag team match.
Correct.
Yeah.
To become the greatest tag team champion of all time.
Yeah.
He's not even going to let Solo hold the belts.
No.
I guess they...
You can touch the belts.
You can touch them.
He was tag team champion once upon a time.
Yeah. With?
With Seth.
Yeah.
Doctor... What did you think? I didn't watch? I was there, Eric.
I was there. I seen it.
Dr. Coctopus. Have you guys ever tried listening to any wrestling podcasts that don't have actual wrestlers or managers? I would guess Eric does, but I'm not sure about the Pizza Nose.
Huh?
Pizza nose.
Like,
see, this is
like N-O-S-E or K-N-O-W.
No, like nose. Like you're. I don't get it.
I don't listen to.
Hey, pizza nose.
The only thing I've really listened to from another wrestling podcast was the Pasta Mania thing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You listen to Cornette's at least.
Yeah, but that's not a wrestler. He's a wrestler.
Oh yeah, manager. Yeah, yeah. It's
true. Eric Pizza Knows Hamilton. Yeah. I like it.
What the fuck?
Steven with a V. Push fire Barry. Old WCW themed pay per views. World War III. Hog Wild. Halloween Havoc.
A lot of different.
Push World War III.
Yeah. Push World War III. Barry Havoc. Fire Hog Wild.
Yeah,
that was the one they did in like Sturgis during motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
The Rizzler. Why would WWE use whoever those local tag team jobber guys were that got squashed by Indusher instead of little less jobby jobbers like Los Lotharios, Viking Raiders?
Right.
Would even give an Indusher more credibility. So Veer came, I guess, nutted a new tag partner.
Wow. Like,
I mean, Umberto, but you do squash matches with local jobbers because they look like shit and it makes them look better.
Correct.
Yes.
Because they're a little puny. I mean, that's why you get James Ellsworth.
Yeah.
To make like, Braun look amazing.
Together, both of those guys had to weigh like, what, 160?
Yeah, at like, most.
Los Lotharios are still WWE, right?
They were in they're that Battle paid. Royal.
Yeah.
Oh, they were. Yeah. Oh, my God. Right.
Jonathan Ramos, what's the funniest fan sign each of you have seen at a show in person or TV? Man.
I think my all-time funniest one is the one that says... Goldberg eats corn the long way.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
There was one a few years at one of the shows we went to where they were like during the commercial break, they show fan signs. This little girl
yes.
made like a Bailey hug me and she tried to draw Bailey, but it looked like the fucking ring with the Bailey hug me. It was fucking hilarious.
Like, it's awesome. A drawing could talk and be like, kill me. Yeah. I shouldn't be a thing.
Kill me.
Every moment I live is agony. Carlos Rivera, who's one person you would remove from the WWE Hall of Fame and permanently delete from history? Goldberg. That was hard.
Yeah,
that was,
sure.
Delete from history.
Ben Auger, not a question, but just wanted to say thank you for all the entertainment you bring every week.
You're welcome.
I listen to all your episodes, so I finally became a Patreon.
Hey, welcome.
I listen to your podcast daily at my job, daily, and it makes the day go by so much faster.
He's probably backtracking.
Yeah, by far the best wrestling podcast out there. Keep up all the hard work.
Thank you.
Well, there's four podcasts if you count Hogwash per week, right?
Yeah, that's true.
It's a lot.
Yeah, three per week, and then if we do pay-per-views, it's, you know,
more.
It's gonna be five next week.
Wow.
You're right. Four,
yeah.
Because of the Hogwash Patreon
yeah.
now. So six next week. Yay, I get to do six next week.
Six shows.
Woohoo!
Right. For you.
Wow.
You wanna cash in that Andrew gets to skip a show
A day off. Oh, yeah. A week off? Hell yes.
All right.
Angel Melendez, can we get a funniest impression bracket? I die every time y'all do Jim Ross and Stone Cold. Relax, I hired her, you freaks. Yeah.
That might be funny.
It would be weird if we're voting on each other's impressions, though.
Yeah.
Maybe a fan bracket could do that. Ryan, I happened upon some mid-90s WWF clips, and their backstage guy was named Kevin Kelly. Any relation to Kathy Kelly? No, I don't think so.
No.
100%.
Yeah. They're brother and sister. Don't they look alike? He's pretty hot.
I remember
Isn't he still Kevin Kelly in the company?
Maybe.
No.
Kevin Kelly?
Rock used to Kevin Kelly has not
been
him.
With them. Kevin Kelly has not been with them for a long time. Mm. Follow-up question. Fuck, marry, kill Kathy Kelly, Kelly Kelly, and Kevin Kelly.
All right. Well, we're killing Kevin Kelly. I'm going to fuck Kelly Kelly. I'm going to marry Kathy Kelly.
Same.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lesser known saint.
Well, fuck you, man. She's mine.
Yeah, man.
Lesser known saint. Bronson Reed would never make it in Fast and Furious. He turned on Uncle Bobby, and you never turn your back on family.
That's true.
He is now the commentator, the English commentary team for New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Mm. Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's done like commentary for a bunch of different wrestlers.
Him and Matt Stryker, which I always liked Matt Stryker as a commentator. I don't know. I always thought he was good.
Josh DeStefano, did you notice Corey Graves speaking in a deeper voice than normal during his interview with Seth? It was super cringy.
Was he?
I didn't notice.
Mm.
You did or you didn't?
I did not.
No. Maybe otherwise, we probably would have used the button.
Yeah.
So, Seth, tell me about what you think's going to happen at Night of Champions. So, Seth, why do you want to be World Heavyweight Champion?
I'm a super serious interviewer.
Axe, Pushfire Barry, commentary duos, two play-by-play guys, JR and Cole. Two color commentary, Wade Barrett and JBL. Two horny guys, Lawler and Corey Graves.
I don't know.
Wade Barrett and JBL.
You're pushing them?
Pushing them, yeah.
Okay, and then firing.
Well, Cole's a part of one of the teams. So that's a fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, firing whatever.
And then team horny. Cole's. Yay, horny.
Yeah.
Jason Dearham, after the effects of the mist on Bianca, where she was acting like it was acid and she needed urgent medical treatment backstage. Why didn't anyone check on Asuka? Oh, yeah. She had that shit in her mouth.
Yeah, it's true. Maybe once it becomes airborne,
That's it.
Gains its...
John, did Rey Mysterio ask Vince for one last run in WWE not to win the tag belts with his son, but rather to beat the shit out of him? Vince probably thought, that's tremendous.
Yeah.
Shane, get over here. I've got a new storyline for you and I.
Right.
Rey's like, I want this to end with me beating the shit out of my son at WrestleMania. Well, Jesus, Rey, how are we going to string this along for so long? Can we at least make you tag champs? I guess.
Yeah. And can it take like 3 years?
Three years?
Yeah. S. Thorne, they should have given Mansoor the IC title shot in Saudi. They'd have loved Gunther beating the shit out of him with the model gimmick. Better than stoning a woman.
Wow.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But Mansoor's undefeated in Saudi, so.
Not anymore.
Fosse 32, do you think the Usos may as well give away the super kicks, KO 8, 10 or more in their recent match, but one haluva kick by Sammy gets it done?
It's a haluva kick.
It's a haluva kick. It's a completely different move.
Right, clearly.
Todd Fricker, bone her, own her, stone her.
Okay.
Maxine Dupree.
Ooh.
Chelsea Green.
Ooh.
Io Sky.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
This is I'm going to own Io Sky.
Oh.
I'm going to fuck Chelsea Green. I'm going to stone.
Bone
Chelsea Green. I'm gonna stone Maxine.
I'm going to own. What? The hottest one? I'm going to own Maxine and do whatever I want. I'm going to bone Io.
God.
And I'm going to stone Chelsea. Sorry.
All right.
Let's see who the real deathmatch king is. Cardona.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Same. Okay. Same. Stone Chelsea, Bone EO, own the Mexican.
Sorry, Chelsea. Tough matchup.
Bad matchup. That is all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling and sign up at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month. You can cancel anytime. We got weekly AW recaps, a shit ton of brackets, and we got the two pay-per-views next week, Double or Nothing and Night of Champions.
Please sign up right now because I got a water bill to pay.
Yeah, and he's out of water. He needs to drink water.
Woo! I haven't had a glass of water since 1979.
Well, what's that you're drinking then? It looks like water.
Vodka.
Shit. What's wrong with wrestling?